When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret. Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer. Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number three, Wednesday edition, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you, go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss anything. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out his name, Buck Sexton. Tons of you downloading the podcast. And if you missed the first couple of hours, here's some of the things you might have missed. We talked about Dr. Anthony Fauci against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a battle royale over COVID responses. Jimmy Kimmel and the dearth of late night talk show humor as it pertains to making fun of both sides. We talked about Nancy Pelosi trying to spread the propaganda of the Afghanistan withdrawal being a success. Kamala Harris, the bail fund that she helped to found, bailing somebody out who was accused of domestic assault, who was then accused of murder, and how much different the coverage of that might have been. And we've still got a lot to get to, including, I still want to tee off on this Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond that's been removed. Buck, as a New York City guy, has virtually no interest in the Confederate soldier controversy.
I hate destroying statues and tearing that stuff down.
But we'll talk about it a little bit. I'll give you my perspective. I still want to dive into and talk about news that came out earlier today. Joe Manchin saying, hey, not only is he not going to support the $3.5 trillion, which he said in a Wall Street Journal editorial, but he's now down to saying, hey, I think I can only support maybe a $1 trillion budget. That is a big loss for Joe Biden. Will he actually be willing to stand behind it? But one of the guys that I think is helping to bring more people to the sane side of the political aisle is Joe Rogan. And we talked about last week, Buck, the fact that there were so many people out there as soon as Joe Rogan tested positive for COVID that we got in this era now, and I think you agree with me on this, Buck, where people want for people like you and me, Joe Rogan, whoever it might be, people have been saying, hey, we got to get on with our lives. If we get COVID, it's like, hey, they want us to die from it.
Yes.
Right? To try to prove that how wrong we were to say that we could have normal lives.
They say this online. We can see the comments. We're not surmising. Yeah. We're not theorizing
they want
us to die. I mean, people said horrible things at the beginning about what they wanted to happen to older family members of mine, to me, because I was an advocate for not locking down and doing things that now we all know did nothing, but they will never accept that.
But you got COVID, I got COVID, and, you know, people would have been very happy, a lot, especially on the left, if we could have died and they could have put a picture of us up in the hospital, like, oh, look at this guy, he's on a ventilator, and he said that we had to live normal lives. Yeah, I still think that. Even if I were to get COVID and die, I would still be of the opinion that we have to live normal lives, just as if I were to die in a car accident tomorrow, I wouldn't be like, man, I should have never gotten behind the wheel. No, I mean, you have to, life requires a certain measure of risk. We've got the biggest radio show in the country. Joe Rogan has got right now, I think, by most measures, the largest podcast audience in the country. And he went on talking about the coverage that CNN put out about him and questioning whether or not he should sue CNN. And I think this is a big deal, Buck, because it cuts through. We always talk about how do we reach that persuadable 20, right? The people who might be reasonable, they're not going to be far left wingers. How do we reach them? I think a guy like Joe Rogan has the opportunity to reach a lot of people.
I don't think he's going to be able to do very much if he were to sue CNN. I don't think he's going to sue CNN, right?
But it's so an interesting discussion.
I guess. I mean, what's, first of all, CNN, even with its low ratings, unfortunately, I know a bit about this. I actually have some friends who are secret conservatives as producers over at CNN. So I have pretty good sources over there. And CNN makes so much money on digital and CNN International that they could run. They could, and also they get a premium from advertisers because CNN is considered a gold standard brand.
Of course they do.
So even though their numbers are less, you know, you'll see a lot of Mercedes commercials, et cetera, on CNN's airwaves where you won't see that with anything that's even remotely aligned with conservative media, at least not the same way. So I think that Rogan's, this moment just goes to show you that even somebody who is generally, first of all, he's also like a Hollywood and sports crossover. He exists in these different worlds where he has his substantial following. But this issue is so important to leftist orthodoxy that they will, like a pack, I guess a school of piranhas, go after Joe Rogan when the guy is sick. I mean, a normal, again, emotionally healthy and stable American adult hears that a fellow human being, never mind a fellow American celebrity podcaster, is sick and wishes them well right away. But that's not what you get on this, because to your point, they want to make an example out of him. And it was on the ivermectin thing in particular.
That's right.
Why does this send them into such a frenzy? And they say, and by the way, this is why I got so upset about the Jimmy Kimmel joke. It's just because I think that it's really unfair. By the way, I said before, millions of people's lives have been saved. It might be more like hundreds of thousands, but it's hundreds of thousands of people who have been saved from river blindness, among other things, from actually going blind since ivermectin came on the scene. And to downplay not only that, to downplay that as an important medical achievement, but then also to just be constantly slammed. Like, Clay, where's the humility from the left on any of that? I read the headlines. Fauci is a moron who's wrong all the time. But people still think that if they cling to Fauci like a little intellectual safety blanket, they're being wise and they're the good people. This guy's wrong all the time. How is it possible to have been wrong so often as the lockdowners have and not at least have a moment of, you know what, maybe we should at least be willing to engage the other side? They don't want to engage. They want to dictate.
Yeah, and look, that's where I think the Joe Rogan impact could be significant in terms of opening up the eyes to some people who are persuadable. And in particular, the ivermectin, which you were prescribed, as we talked about earlier, when you had COVID, and which Joe Rogan was prescribed. And they made it sound like Rogan had gone to like a vet clinic at CNN, they did, and MSNBC as well, and stolen like a horse deworming pill.
Can I just say also, when I was prescribed it by a doctor here in New York, I wasn't told, he didn't say, take the ivermectin, it's a miracle cure, it's a silver bullet, you'll be better in an hour. He said, look, if you want to, there's been some in vitro, I mean, he actually has read the scientific studies, the real scientific studies, this season, but there's some there's been some in the lab studies of this done that it actually seems to show some effect against the virus replicating itself. He's like, but he basically said it to me like, you can take it. It may not do anything, but it's really not going to hurt you.
That's right.
So it's your call.
It's a drug cocktail.
So it's your call. So it was like he was giving me something where, you know, he said, if you want to, or you can just sit there and suffer and, you know, hope it goes away, which is what I ended up doing. Right. I mean, I took the ivermectin, but it you know, took me about a week to get better. But Clay, they're not even honest about how, when it is prescribed for people, the circumstances under which it's done. You know, they were trying to spend for a while. What was the, I'm forgetting it, not Regeneron. What was the
hydroxychloroquine?
No. Well, there's that. But remember, there was the thing that you're gonna. It was very expensive.
Meningococcal or whatever.
Not the antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies. There was the other treatment that you could only get in the hospital. I forget in the early days. I'm forgetting what it was. But what was it called? Remdesivir. Thank you, team here. Remdesivir.
Yes.
We were giving people remdesivir. Remdesivir ended up. At best, they think maybe it limited people's hospital stays like a day or two, but we were trying stuff.
Which is what science is about.
Because we don't know. And the application of ivermectin from MDs to people isn't, oh, hey, guys, I read on the interwebs there's a secret cure for COVID. It's, this is safe. It's well tolerated. It's early. It's worth a shot. If you want, it won't hurt you. It's as safe as taking, you know, like something like a Tylenol or whatever. And people act like we're all, to your point, we're going in and stealing, you know, horse injectables or something and stabbing ourselves in the aorta with it. I mean, they're just out of their minds.
Yeah, listen, here's Joe Rogan talking about the inaccuracies in the way his COVID treatments were covered. Play cut three.
Well, if it isn't old horseworm Rogan.
I'm glad you're well, man.
Do I have to sue CNN? They're making shit up. They keep saying I'm taking horse dewormer. I literally got it from a doctor. It's an American company.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use in human beings. And CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer. They must know that's a lie.
That's the point, Clay. They must know it's a lie.
Yes.
And they must know that this is, and that's why, again, I get so mad about the Kimmel thing, because he gives additional oxygen by making jokes about the horse dewormer. It's not a horse dewormer primarily. It's for human beings and has saved a lot of lives.
Yeah. And look, I think what this is a function of, I think a lot of people just take headlines and presume that they're true. We saw this with the ivermectin story in Rolling Stone, which was 100% false, but spread like wildfire throughout the internet. And if your team is sharing a story, the presumption is, oh, that story must be true. And there's very little behind the scenes research or analysis that goes into, is the underlying story true? And look, I mean, a lot of this stuff can turn into complete lies. Look at Joe Biden said he based his entire campaign on the fact that Donald Trump called the two sides at the rally in Charlottesville.
A lie, if you read the transcript,
very
a lie.
Fine people. It's 100%
a lie. Clay, it also feels like a lot of this stuff, it's just malignant. I mean, there's a malice, and now we could actually use some of what the terminology would be if you were going to bring a defamation lawsuit, right? There has to be malice as well as it being untrue statements, you know, intentionally untrue. But I think that what you have is the people that are in charge of our COVID policy overall, at some level, no. And I mean, Biden, but also the medical establishment, not your MD in your neighborhood, but I mean, the people that run the CDC, the medical bureaucracy at the federal government level, Clay, they failed us. I mean,
they have
failed.
And they know it.
Over and over, and they know it. And there's a lot of anger and anxiety, and there's a lot of, I think, mass mental illness and neuroses that has come from this. And instead of the medical establishment, and again, I mean that by the CDC and everything, so not any MD who happens to be listening to this, but the medical establishment that's pushed all this government control being honest with us, which would involve accountability for them for being wrong. Clay, I think they just channel all that rage, all that bile at a preferred political target, which is the unvaxxed Trump only, of course, supporting
even
American.
Though the largest group of unvaxxed people in America are black,
by
and would presumably be supporting Joe Biden, like in terms of looking at, you know, socioeconomics but, and looking,
you know,
at the racial groups.
For Fauci and the rest of them, it's either go along with the CNN narrative that the bad guys are you and me and anybody out there who stands in question of, never mind even just against this stuff, or admit, what the heck have we been doing here this whole time? How have we made this better than it would otherwise be?
We've done zero. We've destroyed our economy. We've undercut and destabilized massive amounts of American institutions. And in the end, we would have been far better off, I really do believe this, if we had done nothing at all. We would have a herd immunity by now, and kids would have never been out of school as long. People would have not have lost their jobs. It's chaos. But what have you got for us, Buck?
The world is an uncertain place, obviously, and an unexpected event can make the financial markets topsy-turvy. That's when you want your savings protected in the right ways and diversified to compensate for the unexpected. One of the ways to do that is investing in gold. It's protection against the unknown, and protection is important for your portfolio. My partners at Oxford Gold Group have gold and silver and other precious metals that can be delivered to your home. There's nothing like real gold delivered to your front door. And when it's in your hands, it's a remarkable sensation. If you think buying real gold is complicated, my friends at the Oxford Gold Group are who you need to call. They'll explain everything to you. Having real gold delivered to your home or having real gold as part of your IRA, it's just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them now at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck, and you no doubt are familiar with Ms. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better known as AOC. And she is the member of Congress who can certainly get the most headlines. Pelosi is the most powerful Democrat of Congress, in Congress, but AOC can just flip open her phone, do a live stream, and get CNN levels of viewership from her phone, it seems. It's pretty amazing to watch it play out in real time, especially given how I just believe She's a very, very ignorant person without a particularly developed knowledge of really anything other than progressive slogans and sloganeering. And she's also somebody who is, of course, always very critical of people on the right for not following the science. Meanwhile, on issues like the Texas heartbeat bill, people like AOC will refer to, well, I want you to just listen to this clip. This was on CNN. Listen to the different ways that how you and I, Clay, would describe women, pretty straightforward, the ways that she replaces that term.
When we talk about the law that was passed in Texas, we know that anti-choice bills are not about being pro-life. Because if they were about being pro-life, then the Republican Party would support, frankly, an agenda that helps guaranteed health care, that helps ensure that people who do give birth that don't have the resources to care for a child can have that care for a child. So we know that none of this is about life. None of this is about supporting life. What this is about is controlling women's bodies and controlling people who are not cisgender men. This is about making sure that someone like me as a woman or any menstruating person in this country cannot make decisions over their own body. And people like Governor Abbott and Mitch McConnell want to have more control over a woman's body than that woman or that person has over themselves.
Okay, Clay, just a few. I took notes on this one. A people who give birth, also known as women, menstruating person, also known as a woman, but they will not use that term because, as you know, leftist orthodoxy is now that women can have male genitalia and men can give birth.
It's mind-blowing how broken the logic is for people like AOC. And you can even hear her in her head thinking about, instead of just saying women, she's thinking menstruating person. Like, you can't even say pregnant woman anymore. It's got to be pregnant person for the AOCs of the world. Birthing persons instead of moms. I mean, this is all chaotic. And where it leads is reasonable people across the country hear language like this, and it doesn't connect with their life experience. And when you don't connect with people's life experience, you know what happens in elections? You get your ass kicked. And that's where Democrats are headed. I got to tell you, speaking of connecting with life experiences, how about my friends at Legacy Box being able to make sure that you always connect with all the great experiences for your life for years to come? You don't lose them. There's a big box of old movies, video cassettes, maybe even some Betamax, old pictures all stored away somewhere in your home or a relative's home. Are you worried about losing those memories forever? You probably are. You need to trust our friends at Legacy Box because they can turn everything into a digital thumb drive for you, into being able to be shared with your family forever. Right now, Legacy Box is offering 50% off at legacybox.com/clay so you can share those memories with the whole family. It's easy. It's simple. You can trust these guys. They will take care of you. They make a brand new digital archive for you that will last forever. A computer file stored in the cloud, doesn't get burned up, doesn't get lost, doesn't get deteriorating at all. Sign up today at legacybox.com/clay to save 50% off. That's legacybox.com/clay. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Final half hour, Wednesday edition. Encourage you, as always, go subscribe to the podcast. Search out Clay Travis, search out Buck Sexton. You'll never miss a minute. You can give us a 5-star podcast review. Thanks to all the affiliates we have rolling in, all 50 states. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Couple of different things that are worth hitting here. Axios reported early this morning that Joe Manchin has let the White House know that he is not going to support the $3.5 trillion, anywhere near the $3.5 trillion, that in fact he may not support a budget over $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion, meaning basically the Biden domestic agenda, the Bernie budget, would be dead. Buck, do you believe him when he says this? Do you think that the $3.5 trillion, which we all know, actually, if you talk to senators, and by the way, I think we're talking to Rand Paul tomorrow, so we'll ask him what he thinks about this. Do you believe Joe Manchin when he says, I'm not going to support anywhere near this $3.5 trillion? It's more like a trillion or a trillion and a half.
I do, and I think there's a little bit of a Mott and Bailey argument going on here, where, but with a spending twist, right? Where $3.5 trillion of spending is just blowout. I mean, remember the Obama stimulus package, not TARP, which people always conflate, but the stimulus package was about $1 trillion. That led to the Tea Party, right? I mean, that was,
yes.
And that wasn't that long ago where people were saying, hold on a second, you're just going to spend another $1 trillion. What's this going to do for future generations? What's this going to do to the value of our currency and to long-term economic trends that affect all of us in our day-to-day lives? $3.5 trillion, Clay, on top of the trillions that were spent in COVID emergency and relief funds and all the other things, you know, paying people to stay home and paying businesses. Remember PPP? We spent so much money. So this is just a long way of saying, yeah, I think he's probably willing to stand in the way of the $3.5 trillion and go along with $1 trillion. It's still $1 trillion of spending, right? I mean, that just goes to show you where we are now as a country. And I think until inflation becomes so obvious and so painful that no one can deny the impact it's having on their data. I mean, right now, I mean, food, just going to a restaurant these days, you can see things are expensive in ways that they can't hide.
Gas.
They try gas, right. So, you know, home prices have been very, very interesting. And certainly in some parts of the country recently, very fast rise. There was that huge surge in lumber material where I think it went up 300, you know, lumber, when it went up about 300%.
Oh, yeah.
It's come back down since then a bit. But point here being, Clay, okay, yeah. Like, how excited can we get about reason and sanity winning the day when Joe Manchin, as the 50th vote, is saying, hey, I'm going to protect us from the debt bomb by saying it's $1 trillion of extra spending on top of the trillions we already spend year in and year out, not three and a half.
Yeah, here's the opening sentence, by the way, of the Axios report. Senator Joe Manchin has privately warned the White House and congressional leaders that he has specific policy concerns with President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending dream, and he'll support as little as $1 trillion of it. At most, he's open to supporting $1.5 trillion, sources familiar with the discussion say. And some people out there may be saying, well, why do you care about Joe Manchin, West Virginia senator? Remember, they're trying to pass this through budget reconciliation, which means they have to get every Democratic vote, and Kamala Harris would have to break the tie. So if you have one senator who is saying, I'm not in support of this, then it all goes up in smoke. And remember, we've already had Kristen Sinema come out basically and say that she doesn't support it either, meaning the Democrats don't have the votes, at least publicly, based on Sinema and Manchin, based on what they're saying.
And then
now, whether or not you believe them, that's the next question.
Right. And well, and all, as we all know, there's going to be a lot of horse trading behind the scenes, a lot of pressure brought to bear. Democrats have a whole lot of ways to induce people, to reward people, and to pressure them. Just as an aside, Clay, our favorite former governor of New York now, the Attorney General Letitia James, looking into the $5 million book deal he got. You and I are both in the media business. You don't get $5 million book deals. I mean, that's like former president who's a Democrat memoir level money. But there's a lot of ways, and I'm just bringing that up because there's a lot of ways that they can try to either turn the screws or offer you some sweeteners to get you to go their way. But for Manchin, you know, he's in that special position where he can play spoiler on this. He's in some ways the most powerful senator in America right now.
He might be the most powerful politician in America right now when you consider what Joe Biden's actually got. I want to play this clip for you, too, Buck. I haven't even heard this yet. I've seen the transcript on it. Stephen A. Smith is the highest paid person at ESPN.
What's he making?
$12 million a year.
Oof. Wow.
$12 million a year at ESPN. Stephen A. Smith makes more money at ESPN than any football, basketball, or coach in America, kind of to put into context. I mean, that's a big salary. You talk about earlier how politics is downstream from culture, which I think is well said. Stephen A. Smith yesterday on ESPN argued that every sports league in America should mandate every player have the vaccine. Listen to this.
This is the thing that drives me nuts. And that's why I say I'm so done with people taking, I'm talking about the athletes, because the NFL and NBA, these are private industries.
Yeah.
You don't have to play. You're entitled to play. I mean, I think it's shameful when athletes talk about, oh, it's a private matter. It is not a private matter, because it affects anybody that's standing right next to you.
You're not living a private life.
You're not living a private life. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But this is the thing that drives you crazy. And I got to say this. You're going to laugh when I say this, Marcus, because you know I'm on point with this. If I hear one more person, Molly, if I hear one more person, Marcus, talk to me about what's in the vaccine.
Oh, my God.
I swear, I might slap him with my phone. I can't take it. It's the biggest damn lie imaginable. They're full of it. And so I'm telling you right now, the NFL, I'm glad the NFL's made it inconvenient for unvaccinated people. I'm glad the NFL and the NBA, I'm sorry, has stepped it up. If it were me, they wouldn't even be allowed to play.
Clay, so I just want to be clear, it's a private matter when they're going to force you to get a shot, including people who have already had COVID, and they won't make any exceptions for natural immunity because, you know, that's science that we're forced to forget for no apparent good reason. But was it a private matter if teams or the league wanted to tell people not to kneel? I have a feeling then all of a sudden Mr. Stephen A. Smith has a very different view of the private sector and capitalism at work.
It's a great point. And look, there's been so much pressure put on players to try to force them to get the vaccine that I think they're a little bit canary in the coal mines here, because so many Americans out there listening to us right now are getting pressured to get this vaccine who maybe, like you and me, Buck, have already had COVID. It's like we can't even discuss that fact. And when you have the highest paid ESPN employee screaming at people, you talked about how it can influence the league. The NFL's watching some of that stuff. The NBA's watching some of that stuff. When they've got the media arguing that they should have vaccine mandates, it makes vaccine mandates more likely. But here's where it's blowing up, Buck. A lot of these athletes are still testing positive because the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting COVID. And the athletes are already under minimal risk. None of them have had serious health conditions. And so the fact that you're trying to lecture us and say that all athletes should be mandated, you know, that they never mandated the flu shot. They should be testing less in professional athletics, in my mind, than they are. If you're sick, stay home. But the actual risk to these athletes is zero.
Do you remember when they used to talk about how 40% of cases, that was the number that was thrown around, and I'm going back now, really, I think over a year.
Yeah.
40% of cases were asymptomatic. It's so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really hear very much about this anymore, do you? You don't hear about the 40% of cases that are asymptomatic. You also, to our conversation yesterday about how this ends, how is it possible that we have a 300% increase in COVID cases right now, year over year, at this point in time, when we have 200 million people vaccinated in America?
That's a great question.
And no vaccines a year ago. We can all agree there were no vaccines 12 months ago.
That's
200
correct.
Million vaccines. We have more cases now. I've seen some people try things like, it's because they got rid of mask mandates.
No.
It's cute, but it's sad at the same time when people try to cling to their little Fauci cloth. But there's no effort, Clay, to even address some of this.
Or try to explain it in a intelligent fashion. You're right. I mean, the fact that we have doubled hospitalizations, the fact that cases have skyrocketed over last year, when Joe Biden was lecturing the White House on how poor of a job they'd done responding to COVID, well, he's been in office almost a year now, and he's doing a worse job.
It's amazing. Well, we got a lot of folks that want to weigh in on this and other things, too. 800-282-2882. We can come back and get into that and close it out with your thoughts from all across the country on this. ESPN, $12 million a year. That's a good
$12 million a year, Buck.
That's a good gig.
Good work if you
get it. I
just
have to learn something about the professional sports, and then maybe I can give this a shot. Carnivore Trading, folks, is an elite group of Wall Street traders who are now revealing their real-time stock trades to us. Listen to this Carnivore Trading testimonial. Morgan writes, I have zero time to study stock trading charts. Today, I sold the stock you highlighted for a 486% profit. Now, look, do all carnivore stock recommendations go up almost 5x? Of course not. But monster wins do happen more than you think. And how many of them do you need before you're really way ahead? That's why I follow carnivore's advice, too. Right now, their recommendations are free. You choose right now. You can watch your mutual funds die a slow, inflation-riddled death, or take control of your portfolio at Carnivore. This is where real people with little to no trading experience can crush it in their spare time. Try it free for 2 weeks. See and mirror their trades, or just watch to see how much you'd have made. Go to GetOurTrades.com and use promo code USA. That website, one more time, is GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance, not a guarantee of future earnings.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Time flies when Clay and Buck are having fun. I can't believe we're here toward the end of the program today. Very much appreciate all of you being with us. Always honored to have time spent with all of you across America. As Clay said, please do, if you missed any part of the show, if you want to hear it, or if you're ever away from your wonderful station, you want to just listen on demand, the podcast is a great way to keep up with everything that we're saying here. Wherever you get your podcast, the iHeart app is a really good place to make that happen. You can listen on demand. And we're already talking about tomorrow. I think we got Senator Rand Paul in the mix. I'm really bad. No, I'm sorry. Nope. I just did that again.
Is it Friday?
Sometimes I get ahead of us. Nope. Next week.
Nah.
Next week. Sorry, everybody. This is what,
well. I get I'm sure I'll be on the show guests at some point.
And then our team here, Clay, is like, no, not yet, because I get excited when we talk about it in our editorial meetings. But we will have the senator at some point. We could say that he'll be on pretty soon. And Clay and I have plenty to talk to you all about tomorrow. You've got thoughts for us now that you want to share. We want to bring you in for a few minutes here all across the country. What, 440
some odd
stations?
Just
like
the
that.
Biggest radio show in the country.
Which
no big deal.
We appreciate so much. It's because all of you listen, and we owe you so much to let us do this amazing job every day and be here on the EIB. Jeff, Concord, North Carolina. Not to be confused with Concord, New Hampshire. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, I've got a valid reason to support my question, but my question is, who owns the Wuhan lab?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party / the Chinese People's Liberation Army / probably some private investors, too, maybe at some level. I don't know, but that's an interesting question.
I felt the same way because up to this point, but I used to work for a company that sent me to China through the years of 2000 to 2008. And I worked in Nanchao, which was more the industrial side, and it also visited Shanghai. I never did anything touristy, but I know to get around over there, you had to have a driver and a translator when I was going because everything is in Chinese. I did recognize in the industrial section some United States businesses or U.S. businesses that had their logo on some of the entrance signs along with Chinese. But every time you see the Wuhan lab shown on the news, the building's labeled in English, the Wuhan
Institute of Virology. Yeah, I've seen that too.
It's interesting.
Yes.
I mean, it's an interesting point. I mean, look, the reports that are out there are that we gave millions of dollars for gain of function research. I don't know if you saw, Buck, some of the videos that Fox News has been running of alleged bats from inside of some of these labs. It does not seem to be very restrained in terms of, like, there are people with the bats crawling all over them from inside of these Chinese labs. And, again, we talked a lot about this, but Fauci, to me, should have to resign. And I think he should face severe criminal investigation over his testimony in front of Congress.
Lying to Congress is either a crime or it's not. But as we know, especially in those highly politicized incidents or cases, there are two standards of justice, one for Democrats, one for Republicans. Time and again. I mean, that was really the whole Mueller probe was relying on the grinding gears of bureaucracy to get people on process crimes. When, I mean, Democrats don't go to prison for process crimes. Come on.
And also, I mean, to be fair, perjury is a notoriously difficult charge to prove because you're not only having to prove that something is false, you're having to prove that someone knew it was false and was intending to speak in a way that was a falsehood. And if you listen to the way that Fauci has been talking, even when he got into it with Rand Paul in that viral clip, their most recent head-to-head, he was clearly parroting what lawyers had told him in trying to make a subtle distinction regarding what gain of function was. That was clearly his intent. I mean, when I heard it, it sounded Bill Clintonian to me when he said that depends on what the meaning of the word is, right? I mean, it's very legalistic driving down almost that he's trying to protect himself in that respect because he knows that as most people would hear it, he has been lying. I think Fauci knows that.
I think Fauci knows a lot of things that he won't say out loud. A lot of things he doesn't want to talk about at fancy cocktail parties in Potomac and in Georgetown. But I'm telling you this much. I'm not letting it go, man. I've been on Fauci's trail from the very beginning. He is my tiny white whale, and I am not letting this go, man.
You're a fellow alum as well. I mean, that's the ironic thing here.
I'm really just bitter that he goes for more than I do in the charity auction for my high school every year. Lunch with Fauci.
How much more did he go compared to you?
I don't know. We don't need to get into numbers,
10 to 1?
Clay.
10 to 1?
Yeah, it was more. We don't need to get into numbers, though. You know, this is not a scoreboard thing, buddy. It's for charity.
The only thing better would be if they just paired you with Fauci. Like, they just gave you away as part of the side benefit. I
sit there and be like, your co-host Clay Travis is convincing Americans at the football stadiums to
keep
be
going,
unsafe
baby.
Without
keep
the masks.
You're going to be a one
He'd be
soon.
All over me because of what you do. So, and me too. He knows that I can't stand him, so there's that. I'm sorry.
You've
for,
got your those you that plan were, scheduled. Birmingham. You're going to go to Ole Miss, Alabama.
I'm excited. That's right. I'm going to be part of the unmasked masses. Ole Miss, Alabama. It's going to be amazing. We've got a lot to talk to you about tomorrow already in mind. Clay and I never get through everything, so be sure to join us here and stay for as long as you can tomorrow. It's going to be a fabulous Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. Clay, a couple seconds. What do you got?
I'm still fired up about this Robert E. Lee statue coming down. I got to remember to bring it up tomorrow. We'll do it.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.